The Wisconsin Legislature's Budget Committee holds its first public hearing today on Governor Tony Evers' two-year state budget proposal. The hearing is in Whitewater, but some of the testimony is expected to pertain to the Milwaukee area. And that includes a plan by Evers to have the state borrow $40 million to begin major work on a few miles of east-west I-94 between 16th and 70th Streets. WUWM's Chuck Kornbach reports that the project was controversial when Republican Governor Scott Walker first wanted to do it, and the controversy remains.
If you know what it sounds like to live near a busy freeway like I-94, then we don't need to play the following recording. If you don't know or need a reminder, here's sound of the interstate yesterday morning from just north of the 6-lane road in Milwaukee's Story Hill neighborhood. To get away from the loudest noise, we interviewed two people about one quarter mile north of the freeway in an outdoor shelter of Milwaukee County's Mitchell Boulevard Park. Even there, freeway sound competed with chirping birds. Gretchen Schult has lived in the Story Hill neighborhood for 27 years. She says she finds ways to adjust to the constant noise.
You just do. I don't know how much more we can cope with.
Schult says she's worried there would be more noise. That's because not only is the Wisconsin Department of Transportation considering repaving the 3.5 miles of 94 from 70th Street to 16th Street and squeezing in another lane of traffic each way, but the DOT wants to add frontage roads and get rid of some older style left lane exits and entrances. To do so, the agency would add much taller right lane ramps. Schult says even with a sound barrier the state is offering to build, the taller ramps would bring more noise pollution and air pollution.
Right now, the freeway compared to the neighborhood is sort of sunken. It would raise the ramps above the hill, meaning all the emissions from that ramp would no longer hit the hill. It would float over the neighborhood and settle there.
The group Milwaukee Inner City Congregations Allied for Hope, or MICA, is also weighing in against much of the proposed roadway redo. Pastor Joseph Jackson of Friendship Missionary Baptist Church is president of MICA's board. He says he can support safety improvements, but Jackson says expansion is not needed for several reasons.
One, we're in this age of technology, and folks are doing more work out of their homes. And so it doesn't dictate a lot of freeway travel.
Jackson says instead of adding road construction jobs, it's time to put more people to work building and operating mass transit.
We could talk about innovative transit. Those provide jobs.
If some of the discussion about the east-west freeway sounds familiar, it's because the Metropolitan Milwaukee Association of Commerce and other groups pushed for years for Republican Governor Scott Walker to expand the stretch. Walker pulled back on the then billion-dollar project prior to his unsuccessful 2018 re-election bid. But last year, Democrat Tony Evers surprised some people by potentially reviving the freeway renovation. The DOT has been doing some outreach about what it calls the modernization project. Last month, the department's Brian Bleesner told a webinar that updating the east-west would be in line with other major Milwaukee County freeway projects over the last 15 years.
We want to leverage the investments that have been previously made in the Zoo and Marquette interchanges and those modernization projects. And we also want to make sure that we're addressing the congestion.
Bleesner went on to say the DOT has not forgotten about mass transit.
We did also want to look at transit in a new way. We're investigating additional transit opportunities, and we've formed a transit technical advisory committee.
Officially, the DOT says it's reevaluating an earlier environmental impact statement for the East-West project and will finish that second look this year. Meanwhile, project opponents are trying to get the $40 million in borrowing authorization knocked out of the Evers budget. Chuck Quernbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.